This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 2:30 and it's a real pleasure to welcome into the studio Barbara Newcombe. Barbara, good afternoon.
Hello.
And you're from the Trumpington Allotment Society.
I am.
Now, Phil's already spotted this because he was chatting to you out in the green room that you're not from around these parts.
No, not.
We were saying.
Long-time resident of Cambridge for 30 years, but no, not originally from Cambridge. I'm from east coast of the US.
Okay, and you were talking before we came on air, you were saying that, you know, you've just got an allotment, you've had an allotment for 5 years. That's so right. Presumably you got in touch with the Trumpington Allotment Society when you came.
We moved down. We downsized and moved down to the new build area around Trumpington.
Right.
And having reduced the property we had, I needed to express my gardening desires. So we were fortunate to be able to get a plot with the Trumpington Allotment Society.
And had you had an experience of gardening in just a casual sense, or had you had sort of similar things when you were in the States?
Not so much in the UK. It was more growing up, growing things at home, where we had long hot summers. So it really made growing things very easy. And growing things in a UK climate is endlessly interesting and challenging. And people do it remarkably well, and I'm loving to learn about it.
Well, they used to say it about Scotland, but it's fast becoming the thing down here. They always say, if you don't like the weather, just wait 20 minutes. And we're seeing it today, aren't we? We've had bright sunshine today. I drove in through some drizzle. It looked like a few minutes ago, like it really was going to hammer it down, but it seems to have wandered off and we're back to sun again. How do you deal with that?
I think you just go with it. You know, you have plans, but it's contingency always.
You hope for the best and plan for the worst.
And plans A, B and C, you know, so whichever weather turns out, that's what you go with on that given day. Or people grow in polytunnels, or there are lots of people in our area particularly with quite maybe just flats rather than properties themselves. They grow on their decks and patios. So
yeah, it's become a thing, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has.
Wherever you can find some space, you can tend to do something, can't you? Interesting. I was just mentioning just now the Woodland Trust has said today that it's claimed this year's spring arrived in November with insects active and flowers blooming months ahead of schedule. But it's thought the early spring could be brought to a halt as cold snap is due to arrive. Would that time with what you're seeing is fairly mild.
It happens, and it's hard to plan, I think, when that kind of thing happens in with our weather. But good gardeners know how to deal with it, and they do. And one of the lovely things about Seedy Sunday is everyone comes to it, all sorts of people, whether you're experienced or a newcomer to gardening. And there are people that are on the Allotment Society and many others who really know what to do, no matter what the situation is and what the weather is.
And do they sort of grill you about that down at the Allotment Society? When you apply for one, do they assume...
They'll take all comers, and we've got some great people who are fantastic teachers and happy to share their knowledge.
So there's no previous experience required?
No, just, not a bit.
But how much does it take in terms of commitment, in terms of time? They're quite sizable. I've seen friends who've had them. You think, you must have to spend every weekend here.
I think the more time you spend there, the more you're going to produce and the more satisfaction you're going to get out of it. But there are definitely things to plant that require a lot of attention and other things that don't require so much. So you can cover your plot with pumpkins and kind of leave it to just go.
Right.
Or do something that's much more interesting.
And
than
be back week in, week out, that's just right. Pricking stuff out and moving stuff around,
absolutely.
Giving stuff more space. So, and you're saying that there's a great sort of mentoring program goes on out there. There's always an old boy leaning on a spade. You can ask.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's perfect, isn't it? So you're quite a nice little community.
It is. It's a lovely community. They're very welcoming, very interesting. And by joining even as an associate member, you may not have a plot yourself, but you can take advantage of the seed that we order and gardening supplies that we order in bulk and then can sell on at a more favourable price.
Oh, right. So even if you've just got maybe a patch of your own garden, or as you were saying, something on a balcony or something like that, you can still join.
You can still join, that's right, and then perhaps go on the waiting list if you're ready to expand and move into something bigger, take on a bigger challenge.
Okay, I mean, I remember, I just said again before we came on air, if you think back a while, you know the programme The Good Life with Richard Briers and Felicity Kendall. Was it Felicity Kendall? And they went out and decided they were going to, that's it, away with the rat race, and they lived in suburban Surrey, didn't they? And they were going to become self-sufficient, and that very much upset the neighbours. My dad did that. We lived in Stotfold. My dad got inspired by that programme, went outside one day, dug up our lawn.
Oh.
And it always seemed that he had this idea of being self-sufficient, but you only ever really seem to get additional bits and bobs from time to time to go with the stuff that my mother had bought at the supermarket. Do you have to do a lot of planning to be self-sufficient? Do you have to really sort of line stuff, grow stuff on bulk, freeze stuff away?
Absolutely. I'm not someone who can do anything like that. There are those who aspire in that direction, I think I would say. And you can do, with a lot of good planning, you can get an awful lot out of a plot of land. And again, I would say refer to my other colleagues down there who will know a lot more about that than I do. But it can be done. But many of us, I think, grow for just the pleasure of spending time outside and satisfaction of knowing that you've nurtured something from seed to carrot or seed to raspberry or whatever it is you want to grow. It's marvellous. It's wonderful for mental health. It's wonderful for getting to know people in your community. It just, it's a fantastic thing.
And the taste of this stuff. I've got friends who live on a farm and they have space in their meadow where they cultivate all their own stuff.
Yes.
And you think, I've never tasted carrot. Well, I have tasted carrots like it. I tasted carrots like that when I was a kid.
Yes.
You don't taste carrots like it anymore. Or if you do, you're paying an inordinate amount of money for them.
That's right.
And they do just seem just full of flavour.
They are. I mean, we've got access to a lot of good produce in the area from our supermarkets and other local gardeners, but sometimes it's just fun to grow the specialty things that you might not wish to buy fairly expensively in the supermarket. Have a go at trying pak choi or some of the, other lettuces that you might just pick and pick yourself a salad on the day, that sort of thing.
That sounds amazing. Yeah. All right, so tell us about Seedy Sunday then. What goes on?
Seedy Sunday has been running now for 13 years, and it is an event when we offer the opportunity to share seeds. People bring their own self-saved seeds. They'll bring packets, partially used packets from recent years. We have seeds that come to us from the Heritage Seed Library, which is all about maintaining, as the name says, the heritage varieties from the UK. Mm. And all of this is made available on large tables for people to come in, swap. If you've got seeds to bring along and swap yourself, there's no charge apart from entry. If you haven't brought any seeds with you, come anyway. It's a very small donation that we ask for, any seeds you might take away with you. So that's the basis of the event. And then to make it really enjoyable, if you want to sit down with a lovely cake and a cup of tea or coffee, the WI provides adequately and abundantly for us.
I was going to say, sounds perfect to me already.
It's a lovely time. So it's gone, it's had different aspects to it over the years, apparently. But we try to invite local community groups to come in to help show people what else goes on in Trumpington and even the Cambridge area, not just that. So we have other interest groups. We have a couple of artisan food producers, if you will, that do their bit there. So it's the time to come and swap seeds, come and talk to people who are incredibly knowledgeable about seeds and gardening, and then just come and see what the other groups are that are in our area.
And is it a good thing to bring children along to?
Absolutely.
Sort of stuff you can get there is stuff that kids can easily plant and just keep their eye on.
Oh, sure, there are. Yeah, there are always lots of things that kids can plant. I mean, the typical story would be a sunflower that kids can plant. Marigolds, there are lots of things that kids could get a little satisfaction from. And part of the delight with coming to something like that is, if you want to have a go at something new to grow, you don't need to invest in an entire packet. Just take away a few seeds. Mm. Have a go. Have a try and see what you think. Or you've tried something and it either wasn't successful or you didn't care for it. Swap it. Somebody else may like to have it and be more successful and enjoy it. So there are all sorts of possibilities with Seedy Sunday.
It sounds an amazing event. So it's taking place at Trumpington Village Hall, is that right?
That's right, on the High Street in Trumpington.
And when and where and how much?
It's on Sunday the 27th from 1:30 until 4 p.m. £2 for adults and children come in for free.
Sounds absolutely perfect. Sounds perfect. And as you say, you can talk to the members of the Allotment Society. You may want to become an associate member then.
That's right.
Because I think for me, I've watched gardening programmes and it is lovely. It's inspiring when you see these chaps wandering around these amazing gardens. You think some of these people have spent 30, 40 years and they're still going, well, it's very much a work in progress. You think, really? It's pretty near perfect. And you think that's great, But actually, in a little way, it can be a little bit humiliating. You think, well, I've already got a little square patch in my garden and I'd like to do this and I'd like to do that. Talking to people who are doing it rather than watching some of these big programmes, talking to people who are in your neighbourhood, because it is a microclimate we're in round here, isn't it? There's certainly the way the air seems to flow over. It's a dry part of the country. I know you wouldn't think so today, but it's a dry part of the country. We get quite a lot of sunshine up here. I've noticed it when I did the breakfast show. You'd very rarely have a rainy day.
Yeah, no, we actually get really good weather for growing things outdoors in this part of the country. Mm. It's terrific for that. And it's a lovely environment to get out and do a bit of digging, do a bit of weeding, just chat to people as well.
Is there a lot of preparation? I really should be letting you get on. But I'm fascinated because one of the things that struck me when I first moved into the area, I moved to Highfields Caldicot, and it was a new development, and they said, yeah, it's a couple of fields that have been bought off a farmer and they're going to stick some houses on it. You think, well, this is going to be all right for growing stuff. Till you find they skim the top metre off. All the topsoil are gone and you're left with basically clay. And if you're lucky, a bit of chalk and a bit of sandstone. What is it in Trumpington? Is that a similar sort of story? Have you got a lot of prep to do if you want to start and do stuff in the ground?
In the allotment area, no. That area, as far as I understand, has been under cultivation as allotments since the late 40s.
Right.
And apparently it's very good soil in the area. I actually live nearby in one of the new build areas in part of Trumpington, which mm-hmm. has become increasingly urbanised. And I very much share your yes. memories of what it's like.
Sorry, where's my topsoil gone?
It can take some years to kind of get that soil back yes. in condition. The allotments, however, that's been a bit of preserved farmland that's been nurtured and fed and nourished, so it's a marvellous place to grow things.
Lovely. All right, well, I know that Mandy and Nicola here seem to do very well with. They've got a National Trust allotment, and they seem to do very well with theirs. So we'll have to get them to bring some of their marrows and stuff in, and we'll have a bit of a competition on the go, Barbara. Barbara, it's been lovely to meet you. I'm going to have to get you back in, and we can talk more about this, because I'm not a gardener, I don't know much about it, but it's a fascinating subject, isn't
Fantastic.
It? And as you say, for getting youngsters involved and for people just moving into it, it's a great social way of getting to meet the neighbours and a bit of banter and a bit of self-help going on between you all as well.
Absolutely.
Well, so just a reminder then, that is CD Sunday. It's the Trumpington Allotment Society. It takes place Sunday the 27th of January, so a couple of weeks' time. It's at Trumpington Village Hall. Starts at 1:30, goes on till 4:00. £2 for adults. Kids go free. Is there a website or a Facebook group or anything for you?
Yes, you can look up CD Sunday at trumpingtonallotments.org, and that'll take you right to all the information that you might want.
Excellent. Trumpingtonallotments.org. Make a note of that website. Barbara, lovely to meet you. Good luck with it. And you have to report back on what you picked and what you grew and how it came out.
Thank you very much.
We'll do that for you.